Appalachia, John Fulbright, Jeffrey Folcault, The Rail Splitters, Anne McHugh, and more. More information at moabfolkfestival.com.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to explore something that we've explored previously. So this would be the fourth time that we have tackled this particular topic. And I'm calling it Same Name, Different Rag, Part 4. We'll be playing several rags tonight that share similar names, sometimes exactly the same name. And what I hope will be interesting will be if you think about if the composers actually chose this name, if it wasn't just chosen by somebody else, why did they choose it and why did it sound like it does, the piece sound like it does? And since two people chose exactly the same name, why do they sound as different as they do? Anyway, food for thought, but lots of good listening tonight. We'll start it off. The year is 1910. The composer is Irene Kozad, and we have her Affinity Rag as played by Sister Jean, the Ragtime Queen. Thank you. was Sister Jean, the ragtime queen, backed up by her husband, known as Laundry Fat. Not sure why. In real life, they are Jean and Paul Hewling from Ohio. Here is Affinity Rag number 2, if you will, written in 1993 by Ron O'Dell. And our artist this evening is Tom Breyer. Written in 1993 by Ron O'Dell, that was the Affinity Rag, played by Tom Breyer. That's off of Tom's album called Pianola, where he has attempted to play in the style of a player piano. I think he's done a very good job. I could have sworn that was a piano roll. Okay, moving on now to 1920. Here is a piece called the All of a Twist Rag. All of a Twist. Obviously a play on words of the Charles Dickens character of Oliver Twist. So this will be performed tonight by Richard Zimmerman, Dick Zimmerman. And so let's listen to this. All of a Twist Rag by Frank Hersham. Played by Dick Zimmerman. ¶¶ From a somewhat scratchy piece of vinyl, we heard All of a Twist Rag by Frank Hersham, played by Dick Zimmerman. Let's turn now to the man who is considered to be one of the finest novelty piano composers of any age. I'm speaking of Billy Merrill from England. In 1925, he wrote a piece called All of a Twist, spelled exactly the same way as the first one. So here is an English pianist to bring us an English piece, Miss Susan Tolmes. Well, those were certainly different compositions, weren't they? Billy Merrill's All of a Twist, as played by Susan Tolmes. What a change from Frank Hersham's piece. Okay, let's move to another one now. The title we have here is Black Beauty. The first one was written in 1904 by Ed Kuhn, well-known... Oh, my, I'm losing it. Kansas City, a well-known Kansas City composer of the day, and it'll be played for us this evening by a group from Sacramento, the Porcupine Ragtime Ensemble. Thank you. Okay, we just heard Black Beauty by Ed Kuhn, played by the Porcupine Ragtime Ensemble. Now let's hear Black Beauty Rag, written by Gene Schwartz, a well-known Tin Pan Alley composer, and this one played by Jeff Barnhart. Zippity-doo-dah on that one. Black Beauty Rag. That was played by Jeff Barnhart. Two rags, rather different. Same name, though. On we go now to a piece written by Joseph Lamb but copyrighted in 1964. It's called the Bluegrass Rag. And our artist will be Glenn Jenks.
Thank you.
the great Joseph Lamb, and Rag Strictly in the early classic format, Bluegrass Rag, played by Glenn Jenks. Let's move now to Bluegrass Rag from 1918, written by Charlie Strait, one of the early names in novelty piano. And here to play that is Frederick Hodges. Two very different styles there. That was definitely in the novelty rag style. Bluegrass Rag by Charlie Strait, played by Frederick Hodges. Moving now to a piece called the Centennial Rag. Our first one was written in 1964 by the late, great Canadian artist John Arpin. And we're going to listen to John as he plays his own composition here on a piece of vinyl from 1964. Lee. John Arpin at the piano with his own composition, The Centennial Rag, from 1964. And interestingly enough, this next piece also dates from 1964, copyrighted anyway, and I'm sure that it was written much earlier than that. It's written by Charles Thompson, one of the great early ragtimers in league with Arthur Marshall and Scott Joplin and so on. And it'll be played for us by Mr. Adam Swanson, Charlie Thompson's Centennial Rag. The same speed, but they are quite different. That was Centennial Rag, that one by Charlie Thompson, played by Adam Swanson. Well, let's move now to the name of a piece called simply Stop It. In 1919, Stop It was written by Mel Kaufman, supposedly the king of the one-step writers, and our version tonight is by the River Raisin Ragtime Review. Thank you. piece called Stop It from 1919 by Mel Kaufman. That was the River Raisin Ragtime Review from upstate Michigan.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by SGA Productions and Planet Bluegrass, presenting Neil Young and Promise of the Real, live in Telluride Town Park on October 1st. Tickets, camping, and lodging information at neilyoungtelluride.com.
All right, on to another version of Stop It. Both of those have exclamation points after it. This one written that same year, 1919, but written by George L. Cobb, a Boston area prolific ragtime composer. And it'll be played this evening by Waldo's Ragtime Orchestra with Terry Waldo at the helm. Stop It by George L. Cobb. That was Waldo's Ragtime Orchestra. Kind of a stop time type approach to that particular piece. Certainly sounded like its title. Well, in this particular case, we actually have a third composition named Stop It. This one from 1917, written by the great James P. Johnson of Stride Piano fame, and he will be playing this on a piano roll. So let's listen to James P. Johnson's take on Stop It. Thank you. Well, they're all certainly different, aren't they? We heard Stop It by Mel Kaufman's, Stop It by George L. Cobb, and now Stop It by James P. Johnson. Same name, different rags. Well, we've got a couple more here to bring to you. This one written by Cy Seymour. And actually, we think that Cy Seymour is actually a pseudonym for a composer named W.C. Paula, P-O-L-L-A, who also goes under the pseudonym of W.C. Powell. So all three of those names, I think, are the same individual. But in 1904, under the name of Cy Seymour, Panama Rag was written. And this particular version will be performed by the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra, one of the great early ragtime orchestra in our history. That was the Panama Rag, written in 1904 by Cy Seymour or W.C. Paula or W.C. Powell. Take your pick. And, of course, that was the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. Well, we've got one more to bring you, and that'll be Panama, as written by Will Tyers in 1911. But first, I want to say I hope you've enjoyed this series that we've been in. This is the fourth time we've done this, where we play different pieces, but they have the same names. And we've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tonight. They're all different. Yeah, that's for sure. They're all different. So we'll let this last one take us out. This is Jack Trummel saying thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America this evening. Hope you've had a good time. I certainly have. And let us listen now to an extended version of Panama, a traditional jazz standard from 1911 by Will Tyers, and here is the Red Rose Ragtime Band to take us out.
Thank you.
Well, that was Tango there, Panama by Will Tyers from 1911. And that was actually a solo played by the leader of the Red Rose ragtime band, Joan Reynolds. Well, the time is almost 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. And tonight, by request, we're going to cry for the next hour. Yes, we're going to have some fun with crying tunes. So stay tuned for some wonderful sounds from the swing era and beyond. Those of you who are frequent flyers here of this program know that I'm always looking for your thoughtful suggestions and requests. And my good friend Al Stein out in Aurora came up with an interesting one. How about crying tunes? I hadn't really thought about that before, but it's not as, shall I say, crying as you might think. Lots of fun tunes coming up here on Swing Shift this evening. And we're going to start out with a wonderful early 30s sound from the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Tommy and Jimmy, of course, had become widely known in their sidemen years through work with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and other great orchestras, formed their own band. And in addition to the regular gigs that they had, they were constantly backing up singers in the studio, including one Lee Wiley, who was well known as one of the real pioneers of what we think of as a standard pop sound from the 1930s. Here she sings with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, "You've Got Me Crying Again."
One day I'm happy, next day I'm blue. One day you love me, next day we're through. Sometimes I'm laughing, sometimes I smile. Then it's all over, and in a little got me crying again. You've got me sighing again. What is this love all about? Why, I'm in, then I'm out. Your kiss is right from the start. Came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy and then somebody new.